need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and consumers, Bernie Bros and Biden billionaires, Liz lovers and Trumpers, yes, you Trumpers too. We have Trump under gag order, but we love you too. And I know we're at each other's throats and on each other's nerves and making each other sick. Yeah. Except I can't talk with this thing on. Literally, we are making each other sick. But we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, St. Patrick. But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Like Brother Dr. Cornell West says, we're on the love train. Tweet, tweet. Like John Coltrane. Swinging in the name of love, like bonobos who swing through the trees and with each other, swinging through the coronavirus pandemic. I think it is at that level now, which is kind of like swinging without a net over a pool filled with alligators, you know. Yikes, folks! And of course, the Trumpists calls it a hoax, which is why we have him under gag order, because we can't listen to this shit, you know. We gotta help each other. That's another aspect of being bonobo, sharing and caring, except for VD and coronavirus. Don't share that, but care about it. And we are swinging into St. Patty's season. Woohoo! I figure March, St. Patty's season. And so, you know, here we are. If you're tuned in live, Erin Go Bra, or Go Braless, you know. Pop question. Why do we wear green on St. Patty's Day? Okay, brothers and sisters, you should know this. We do because green makes you invisible to leprechauns. Otherwise, they might grab you by the pussy. Or the cock, you know. I think they're pansexual, I would guess. Not that Trump is a leprechaun. Leprechaun is too good for him. No. Actually, bonobos are very leprechaun-like. And they're very pansexual. Pan Paniscus is their Latin name. And we are, at least Sunshine and I, are in Ecosexual Green, and some of our guests, who we're going to get to in just a moment. Although, Sunshine, you should show your fingernails. Sunshine did a fabulous manicure. Yes, absolutely. And it looks good on her boobs, and it looks good, you know. So we're in Ecosexual Green for a Green New Deal, and we're a little green when it comes to this show. It's all new, you know. So, hey, you know, when you celebrate, just be careful, right? Guinness, but no Coronas. Oh, actually, drink a Corona, you know. Don't blame the beer. Good cheer. Yeah. But wash your hands, right? Like 20,000 times a day, seriously. And don't try to drink through your mask, right? No. But listen, coronavirus does not cause diarrhea, okay? I feel like I have to say this as a public service announcement because people are panic buying. Where's our toilet paper? See, we've run out already.
Oh, yeah, we've run out already.
We see a Kleenex. So, anyway, people are panic buying toilet paper, and you don't have to do that. Let some other people wipe, okay? I mean, really, this is nothing to... you can stock up on it, buy a few rolls, but there will be more toilet paper. And right now, even Max, didn't you tell me that there was like hardly any toilet paper in the store?
In the store.
This is serious stuff when we start running out of toilet paper. And the disease has nothing to do with your pooper. Nothing, okay? Or your peer. I mean, really. So.
It's all respiratory, right?
Yeah. Maybe they want to just blow their nose in it. Okay. Yeah. I can understand that. But anyway, moving right along, we will talk more about the virus. But I also wanted to say, Happy Purim! Because it's going to be Purim in a couple of days if you're tuned in live. It's Purim season. And yeah, Chag Sameach Purim Achim V'Achot. That's Happy Purim, brothers and sisters. Yeah, baby. Now, we're not doing a big orgiastic Purim spiel, bacchanal, this year, obviously. We've done many. And you can check out drsusanblock.tv for, you know, all the Purim bacchanals and lots of, you know, kind of royal, biblical fucking and sucking. It's lots of fun. We act out the story of Queen Esther, who is a teenage beauty contest winner who saved the Jewish people from genocide with her weapons of mass seduction. That's right. Somebody's taking my beer. I saw that. And you're supposed to drink wine on Purim, but since it's also St. Paddy's season, we can drink some Corona.
I have one nail that's a beer.
Good. So, Esther is quite a woman. I mean, there's a whole scene in the Bible where she touches the tip of the king's scepter in order to gain the favor of the king. And I just think that's so, like, phallic. I just feel like she's stroking his scepter, you know, and then maybe sucking his scepter, right? So... what a woman that, Esther. Yeah. Speaking of which, it is Women's Month, okay? Women's History Month, International Women's Month, goes by different terms. And it's a very special month. I mean, every month should really be Women's Month. But this is a special month. And we're very excited because we have a very special woman on DrSusie.tv tonight. Elizabeth Warren is here. That's right. Now, some people are probably wondering, what is a formal U.S. presidential candidate and current Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren doing on the Dr. Susan Block Show? Well, now that she's dropped out of the race, and after, hey, sorry, Liz, but tanking in the primaries, she's now down to be on DrSusie.tv. So, you know, we get him on the way up or the way down. That's what we tend to do. So, Liz, I am so honored to have you, and in the spirit of your campaign.
A selfie.
Let's take a selfie.
Warren sure does love those selfies.
Yeah, and I see that you've got Bailey here.
This is Bailey.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. That
he
that
looks
fits,
a little different than on TV.
With the Irish theme and also with the Liz Warren theme. And yeah, you're a woman that enjoys a beer, and why not a Corona?
I'm really enjoying them now.
Yes, is her microphone on?
Okay.
So there you go.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Susan.
Well, I'm excited to have you and Bailey.
Thank you.
Yeah, Bailey, you're looking good in your little green holster there. So, Liz, I'm honored, really, to have you.
Bailey.
And you look great, by the way.
Thank you.
You know, you've gotten a little, you look like you're a little rested, and that's important.
It is.
So, I'm going to introduce my other guests. But I want to come back to asking you some questions, okay?
Other guests are very
cute. Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so right next to you is Minna Mack is back.
Woo!
And she's all in green for St. Patty's, you know, in the spirit of the season. And she was on our Fall Equinox show in 2018, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were on our Fall Equinox show. Well, no, you weren't.
I think last year. Oh, I see what you're saying. I understand.
Good.
I gotcha.
But, you know, I do want to say thank you to comedian Sally Mullins for arranging to have Liz Warren on the show.
Yeah, we worked it out.
Yeah.
Sally Mullins is a big Liz Warren fan.
Yes.
She got to know a lot about her.
She's been on the show several times. So how are you doing, Minna?
I'm doing great. As a matter of fact, I'm painting now.
You're painting. Do you have a painting with you?
I have a couple. I brought two paintings.
Well, let's show one. We'll save another one.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let's show a good one then.
Show one.
A good one. Okay. We want
a great
see the bad one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look at that. Thank palm you. Tree and.
Person. And they're G-rated for right now.
Make I you know,
I have the bigger ones
cool.
are, yeah. you know, more pornish.
Pornish. We like that a little later.
Yeah.
After we down a few Coronas. Yeah. Okay. Well, you're looking good, and welcome back.
Okay, so all happy right. to be here.
All right. And now we have a virgin to the Dr. Susan Block Show, although he's not a virgin to much else, really, I don't think. From judging from his Twitter, he's done quite a bit in the sexual arena, and his name is Jay Smooth. Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Oh, hello. Thank you for having me.
Pinocchio's latest
pictures.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I say that to everyone.
Oh, look at those pictures.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Yeah, don't show that on Facebook.
Long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Oh, those are long time. You haven't changed.
Yeah, you look exactly the same. When you came in, I was like, oh my God, he looks just like his pictures. Like, normally nobody looks like their pictures, but I was like, he looks just like
Yeah, better than some of the guys off Tinder.
Okay.
But some of them are using those pictures.
Liz, of you, right.
It's interesting that you are so kind of excited about Jay. I mean, I hear it in your voice. And there were rumors about you being, can I speak frankly?
Oh, please do.
A cougar.
A bit of a cougar,
Not just a bit, but really into the younger men. And actually, there was a rumor that you did it with a Marine, although that Marine didn't seem good enough for you.
No, that Marine didn't check out. No. He really didn't when all was said and done.
But I'm just kind of wondering if maybe you wouldn't have tanked so badly in the primaries. I mean, Liz, really.
She keeps bringing that up.
What gives, Liz? Massachusetts, your own state. You came in third. But anyway, I'm a Bernie bro. You know,
so. I know that about you.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about things now?
Well, you know, I'm feeling kind of like you should endorse Bernie. That's how I'm feeling. But you're not. Because, you know, you're being coy.
I'm waiting. I need a little space around this. Need a couple of days. Couple more days.
I see. Well, I don't know about that, because you dissed him pretty bad on Maddow. You know, you sound a little like you can't take a little bit of, you know, Twitter teasing. Like, oh, the Bernie bros were so mean to me.
Well, they're over the top.
Oh, please. What's over the top is that I don't know how many people, I don't have the statistics, but thousands or millions are not on health care. What's over the top is that we have all these billionaires and we don't have, you know, enough homes to house the homeless people. Now, you were talking about this. You were all for this. And so if you really believe in it, you won't let a few nasty words from Bernie bros stop you from supporting the progressive candidate.
Well, I wish some of those thousands of people who don't have health care would have voted for me.
Well, you know, Liz, I really think you should have come out of the closet as the cougar that you are.
Well, I didn't deny it. I did say go Cougars.
You did say go Cougars. That was brilliant.
Your college was Cougars, right?
I gotta
say, you were always a Cougar.
I think you're brilliant.
I've been a Cougar for a long time.
I think you are, you know, very witty, very quick on your feet, you know.
I'm too smart for America.
Well, maybe so. You know, there
the bar is not very high, but
that
yeah,
whole
you're right.
idea of, you know, kind of misogyny. In fact, why don't we just call it that? Massachusetts misogyny. You know,
yeah.
The state was founded by Puritans. And, you know, I think they think everybody's Hester Prynne, every woman. And so, you know, they didn't vote for you, even though they like having you as a senator. I hope.
They want to keep me there.
Because my dream is that we ditch Mitch McConnell and make you the Senate Majority Leader.
I like
Who's
that.
With me?
I like your draw. I'm with you.
Liz Warren, Senate
Thank
Majority
you.
Leader.
I feel it. Yes, Cougar for Senate Majority
And you don't have to
leader.
Run for that, really.
No.
You just
no.
get the senator, you know. I mean,
should be offered
you could, like, give him some blowjobs, maybe.
Oh, well, I'm down. I mean, you know, part of the reason I'm on the show is to talk about there's rumors of a sex tape that I was involved in a sex tape.
Yeah. We saw that.
You know, a lot of the people that make it big, they do a sex tape.
They always do, right?
You know,
along the campaign trail. I didn't know that so many things were being filmed. There were a lot of selfies that I didn't know about.
Well, the campaign trail can be very stressful. It's true. And there's nothing like a good, you know, jizz with Liz.
Right.
To get your mind off
of it. Jizz and Liz, you know.
Jizz and isn't in Liz.
Cream pie situation.
Yeah, right. But before we watch that tape, I wanted to know if my guests have any questions for you or anything they'd like to say to you.
Have you ever had a question for Elizabeth Warren?
So do you swallow?
It depends who it is.
Oh.
That I'm
good answer. Very political.
Playing with. Depends.
Yeah. Both.
But I have been known to.
Oh.
For some lucky cub.
That was
no, first date.
Second.
So, Jay, do you have any questions for Liz Warren?
Well, since Liz Warren is a cougar,
yes.
So my question would be, how young was this young man, the youngest that you've ever had sex with?
Legal.
Oh, well.
Legal.
He was legal.
Over 18.
Yes, over 18.
And that's about it.
Yeah.
18 in one day.
Yeah, I don't card him, you know. I mean, if they're old enough to vote, they're old enough to fuck me.
There you go.
Good.
Perfect. No, that was a good
answer.
Fuck for a vote.
I have one question.
Convert a Bernie bro.
I have one question.
Yeah,
yes, sunshine.
For Bailey.
Oh, Bailey.
Why did you steal the burrito?
Because I'm pissed my mom lost.
Was it stress eating?
Wanted to take another bite out of that campaign.
I understand. It was stress eating.
What is going on here?
Did you see that? I couldn't.
Now, because you haven't supported Bernie, and because I feel that, you know, we need to give you some motivation, I'm going to have to spank you.
Woo! I'm going to get a spanking from Dr. Susan Block?
That's right.
Is it free?
Well, for you, Liz, because I am a fan of yours.
Thank you.
I love that you're a woman with a plan, that you're smart, that you're funny, that you're caring. I think you're caring. Anyway, I'm not sure.
Do you like
my hair?
We'll
find out when you get a spanking.
I care
about
that.
So do we have the dog going to be held by you, maybe?
Yeah. Oh,
and we're going to sit over here
she
for this spanking.
Dog. Bailey, you're
and I'm
going to
give you a spanking with the bonobo way.
There you go.
Okay.
He's had a few.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to give it to Elizabeth Warren to remind her that if she really wants to stand by her beliefs, by her plans, by her platform. Over my knee.
Where should I put them?
Over my knee, Senator.
It looks like
oh,
she
look,
definitely
you've got
has
hair
that.
All over your pants,
no,
right?
Bailey.
It's kind of sexy, right?
Bailey.
Okay, and there she is. I'm going to pull this a little bit down. Oh, yes, these are appropriately flowery. Oops, oh no. This is, how's this work? Oh, they've got, of course Elizabeth Warren would have a whole bunch going on here. But we won't show the label, just a little bit of skin. And where's her microphone? Does she have it?
I'm holding a doggy.
Here's a mic right here, green for St. Patty. I'm sure you have some Irish in you, even though you don't have hardly any Native American. Right?
You should see my tests.
Right. We've
see
seen those
bones.
Tests. I'd like to see your STD tests, but you know, yeah, I'm sure they're good too. But yeah, your DNA tests were not that impressive with the Indian thing. So spank for you, Native American. That is. What did you say? You were Cherokee or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
This reminds me.
Wow.
Of reservation.
And you still have to apologize to the Cherokee Nation. For that. Look at the camera, though.
Cherokee Nation.
Apologies.
I'm sorry about that song.
Oh, the song half.
That's an awful song. Oh, yeah, that's another bad one.
Yeah.
Cherokee Tribe.
And you'd better apologize to the Bernie Bros. And, you know, some of them are cubs that love cougars just like you.
I'll say, I've fucked so many hipsters, I'm gentrified.
That's right. Yeah, and you're going to be a great Senate Majority Leader, aren't you?
Oh, I'm good at everything I do. Just ask the guys at Cowboys and Angels.
But I noticed in that tape, which we're going to see in a little while, that you were sucking up to the other side, you naughty senator, you. Pence!
I was just trying to work my centrist vibe.
I mean, Mike Pence is not supposed to eat out with another woman, but I guess he can eat her out. Huh?
I guess he's not gay after all.
Oh, wow. Well, he could be. He could be bi.
Oh, that's right. You're talking about his deal with mother. His deal with mother.
Deal with mother is that he's not allowed to eat out with a woman.
True.
But he could eat a woman out. And he does. Ooh. And you certainly slide down that fireman's pole.
Mm-hmm. I can take it a little harder.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you can. I bet you're...
Yeah, just ask Mike Pence.
Good at taking that punishment, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, who's the next person for spanking?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Nina, so, are you going to support Bernie?
I need a little more time.
Oh, yeah, then you're going to get walloped good. Yeah. With the bonobo way, because he is the most bonobo president.
Need a few more days.
Candidate. Mm-hmm.
You gotta refrain from.
Of course, we're gonna vote for whoever the Democratic candidate is against the Trumpus. But we haven't selected that yet. And it could be up to you, Liz. It could be up to you. So support Bernie. Feel the burn on your butt. feel that burn on your butt.
I'm going to support whoever makes me an offer to make me vice.
Well, you just got to negotiate, you know? Just like in S&M and B&D, you got to negotiate your parameters, your limits, and your love. You got to share that love, Liz. Oh, yeah. I want to see you making your next porn video with Bernie or...
Oh, come on.
I know, I know. Okay. Okay, so maybe with one of
Larry
his surrogates.
David
Larry David? No, he's just...
Melrose Larry
he's just as not appealing as Bernie. And I love Bernie. I mean, but how about... who's the wifty kind of presidential candidate that did oh gosh, okay, I don't remember her name, but she
Tulsi?
Well, Tulsi is still in the race. Mm-hmm. She stayed in. You dropped out.
Uh-huh.
And oh, I have to spank you for dropping out early. I mean, for not dropping out early enough. All right.
Wait till
you
should have
dropped out
race.
A little earlier. Right, because some of those votes, if you added Bernie and Liz, would have knocked out, you know, Schmo Joe, who I'll vote for if he's the candidate. But, I'm a Bernie babe.
I need to make a sex tape with Hunter Biden.
You know, you could do that. You could do that.
Like the real one, the real Hunter.
Yeah, the real one would probably do it.
Yeah.
Right? Just give him a little cocaine.
Yeah.
And it'll all be good. All right. So I think Dave Sirota, he's one of the, he's kind of cute.
Uh-huh.
He's a Bernie bro. Mm-hmm. You could do him.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
And just random hipsters.
And yeah, random Bernie bros. They're all around. So I'm going to give you a kind of climax of spanking. In fact, can I have some support here? Everybody gather around me.
Oh,
and
boy.
We're going to have like a spanking gangbang here. Oh, look at these granny panties. Very cute.
Oh, well, I am a grandmother. You
yeah,
can't avoid
I know,
that.
You
There's
are.
No getting out of that.
Okay.
I'm a mom. I'm a
all
woman.
All right. So here we all go. And the dog is here, Bailey.
Oh.
Okay, spank.
She's got a pretty fat ass.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm, I think the cub should give her a hand spank.
Oh, that I have a plan for that.
Here. Oh, okay. He wants to use a book.
I have a plan.
Oh.
Just like that 18-year-old?
Yeah.
So naughty. Mm-hmm. Woo!
Dream big, dream hard, guys. I can take it hard.
Now, wait a second.
Tough
when
lady.
You say dream big, what exactly are you talking
you
about?
You might see when you watch the tape. Yeah.
You know, this could get votes for Pence. Naughty, naughty for doing the other side. Marion Williamson. That's the one I was trying to think of. She's kind of hot. Would you, like, do a girl-girl with her?
Yes, I
Good.
Did a girl-girl with Monica
surrogate.
Lewinsky.
She's a Bernie babe. Oh, and AOC.
Oh, yeah.
You like younger
yeah.
women?
Oh, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. AOC.
Yeah. We
AOC.
Yeah, she
yeah,
is.
Definitely.
She is.
Liz
like
and AOC. Oh, mm-hmm. absolutely. Mm. You're not talking on your microphone. Okay.
Hello, AOC's kind of hot, but...
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear it for Liz Warren's red ass, which is almost as red as her jacket.
I love America. I love this country. And I want to see people get what they deserve.
And you'll get spanked for it. That shows how much you love this country.
Oh, yes, I'm willing to get spanked for it.
All right, well, now you can sit up.
Thank you.
Bailey's really nervous.
Oh, he's afraid. He's gonna stress eat again, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe you need to put him in your lap.
Butt.
Oh yeah, show this
Ooh,
butt
yes.
here. Look at that butt.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any other spankings?
Mm-hmm. There you are. Ooh. I knew it. I knew that was you.
excuse
don't
me.
Don't you spank this
I'm
cute
gonna,
dog.
I'm going to have a beer. I'm going to have a beer. Anyone want to have a beer
that,
with me?
I think
I'd like to have a beer.
You can use one. I think we're going to have a look at this sex tape because I think it's going to be very enlightening. You know, we saw Liz get a little spanking. And
all right.
Now we're going to see that sex tape. That is really
where's the fucking opener?
The inside story of Elizabeth Warren. Scoring with Warren.
I'm Liz Warren. And I approve this sex tape.
And it's just a little excerpt from the sex tape.
I don't know about on fire, but I was certainly feeling myself, as the kids say. Hey, Mike Pence, come on in. Let's grab a selfie.
A selfie?
Yeah, why not? Nice.
Oh, okay, very good. That just seems like work.
Sounds fun. Sounds kind of kinky, don't you think?
I've always
liked you, Mike Pence. I've always respected you. Always wanted to have a beer with you on it. Even if you were to give me a foot rub that I so badly need, I don't think Mama would mind.
That's true.
Yeah.
Foot rub.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Get in there. Sexy silver fox you are.
2020. You know? You should have been working for Hillary. You should have been letting Hillary work you. You know, one night, she and I talked about how we wouldn't mind taking turns moving ahead on your pole.
That's
just common. It's just how I used to do it on the reservation.
Oh, now you're spanking him. Mm-hmm. Oh, now you're sucking him. Don't let the Facebook camera see this.
I would like to eat your pussy.
Oh, baby.
Go slow.
Well, he didn't eat out very much.
Yeah, big Mikey. Fuck that tribal snack.
I know I've been privileged.
Yeah, fuck that white privileged cock while we deal with the strenuous
fuck that white
privileged
cock. Yeah, and let's have
woo-hoo!
A for the Liz Warren sex tape, Scoring with Warren. Yeah, very, very good. Mm-hmm. I kind of like the idea of jizz with Liz. Does that happen in the real tape?
Yeah, there's jizz in Liz.
Jizz
there's
in Liz.
Jizz on Liz. There's a who's whoring Warren. And what's the other part called? Jizz on Liz. Warren's piece, the strap-on one, Warren's piece. That's what Monica
Warren's
Polsky.
Piece.
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of funny. So, yeah, you know, somehow you always have your sense of humor there, even in the midst of political passion. Yes. And I noticed the foot massage, very interesting. And didn't you need to get your feet or your legs massaged?
You know, I need some lotion, actually.
Oh, there's lotion right you there. Know.
Oh, yeah. Hey, do you think you can help me?
Of course.
Oh, she
nice
wants
and
to
smooth.
Sexy
I don't really
nice
leave
smooth.
Much of an option.
Yeah.
Rather if you would said yes
which
or no.
Which one of those you prefer? This one?
Both.
Coconut
okay.
oil, of course.
Oh, no.
We love coconut oil. Which, by the way, is not friendly with latex. So don't use it with any latex. Or with your hazmat suit, okay?
There you
but
go.
It goes very nicely. On bare legs, just to massage.
Go.
There goes Jay.
So we have
smooth,
one
making
question.
Those legs okay. nice and smooth. Of Minimac. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
baby.
Jay Smooth knows what he's doing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Don't be shy, Smooth.
Ooh, that's a big
that
load.
You can
whoa.
Use as much
coconut
lotion
oil.
As you want.
Big load.
Right there. Yeah, that's a creamy load, too.
Exactly.
Very creamy.
Howdy, howdy.
Yeah.
I'm really glad my lotion is being put to good use.
Well, we got jizz in Liz and jizz on Minna.
You don't have to sell me.
Yeah.
It's already sold.
Yeah.
Get the backside. Get the backside.
Does that make you jealous, Liz? Do you want him to do that to your legs?
Well, I'm wearing stockings, so it would be awkward.
Oh.
She's doing, you know, she's receiving this very well.
And
she's
you're just vicariously enjoying it. And so is Bailey, I see.
Yeah, I'm not a hater. I'm not a Bernie girl. You know?
Yeah, hey, yeah, you want another spanking? This one's going to be panties down.
Yeah, the end of the show. Right. I like to show off.
The other one is so much
thicker. But first
thicker.
I want to ask you, you know, we do have a, is this a caller or a writer?
No,
Rafiq
about live?
Has said people are not very cooperative with washing hands.
No, no.
Is Dr. Rafiq talking about people in his life?
No,
Rafiq. What's?
Dr. Susan Block.
Yes, Max.
He's on Facebook Live.
Live.
Okay. Max, are you trying to tell somebody something?
Yeah, go down.
Okay, go down.
Yeah,
okay, I think that's a cue for you, Liz. Go down.
Oh, go down. Ready.
Oh.
So let's see. So people are not very cooperative with washing their hands. All right, poor Rafiq. I guess maybe he's got a sex partner who didn't wash her hands. He should just throw her in the shower.
Yeah.
With some Lysol. That works.
Reminds me of college.
Well.
I went to a community college.
Yeah, well. And you still go there to pick up your cubs, don't you?
You know, I'm doing.
And Bernie wants to make college free. Don't you want to help Bernie make it free?
Well, I got it at a discount because of my Native American blood.
And.
Authentic.
How much? She's always asking about spanking.
I think she's really into spanking.
Sally,
I told him about that. That's why he's laughing.
Laura,
we have one viewer that always asks about spanking.
Laura wants to know how many girls, how much girls, you spanked in your life.
I have spanked probably about 300 girls.
300.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Good amount.
Yes.
And how many times have you been spanked?
I'd say about 150.
Less.
Tonight?
Well, I feel very privileged.
Tonight.
Yes, tonight, yeah.
Tonight.
That I got to spank you. And but I'm not done with you yet, bitch.
But we didn't spank
I can't wait.
Yeah. I love to spank a smart woman because she always has some smart answers to each thwack.
I like to top from the bottom, so.
I love it. I love topping from the bottom. And you're doing it. As long as you're a good little
I'll
bottom.
Spank
and you,
you too.
Are. You have a delightful little bottom, Liz. Yes. I had no idea. You should show your bottom more often.
You know, they're saying I would have done better in the polls if I had longer hair and would have worn a dress. But
well,
it's not my style.
No, no.
Never has been.
You know, and I think, I don't know if this is okay to say. Bill, are you here? I think you look better in your pantsuit than Hillary did.
Speaking to the microphone. Stop.
Sorry, Bill. Well, he said he was sorry to Monica Lewinsky on Hillary's documentary, so I'm not sure what that's worth. But maybe she'll step in. Now, you would be pretty irritated if she stepped in and ran for president.
Well, I just feel I was the most qualified candidate, but I'm trying to move on from it because I've got a bright future in politics. And if not, the sex tape. A lot of people are enjoying this now.
Yeah, you have a future in porn. But I have to say, you are, I don't know about the most qualified. I'd have to say Bernie. But I do think you're the smartest.
Thank you.
I think you're the smartest candidate. And I'm serious now. I mean, do you think that people, men, women, or gender fluid people, have a problem with smart women and electing them to the highest office in the land?
I do. I think it's threatening to a lot of people. Smart woman. And
a funny woman.
Me
and
too.
A funny woman.
Funny
and they
and
perceive
smart.
You as a bitch. And there's just a lot of, you know, double standards. It's not just from men. It's from women.
Now, I mean, it's from women. That's why I said women and men sometimes feel that a smart woman is threatening. And how about in terms of the sex world? I mean, I'm finding out you're a lot more active sexually than I realized, Liz.
No, I think that's much more open.
All right.
Yeah, I think as far as hooking up and, you know, swinging in nudist colonies, a lot less threat, much more open.
Are you bisexual, Minna?
I've had sex with women before.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And do you feel that intelligence is a pro or a con when it comes to sex? Is it good or bad? Or
do you think men like smart women?
Men? Do men?
No, you.
Oh.
Do you like
I was going to say, I mean, I don't know. I just, you know, care what the clit looks like.
Oh, wow.
No, that's a good point. Oh.
You okay. like a certain look for a clitoris?
So yeah. it's like an intelligent wow. clitoris?
Is it an educated exactly. clitoris? Is it an intelligent clitoris?
The clitorati.
Some of them wear glasses.
The
right.
Do you think men like smart
literature.
Women?
Literature. You like a woman who knows literature.
I don't know. Men kind of do like smart women, but I don't think they care. I just think they care about the clitoris.
Mm. What do you think?
Some of them as probably don't know where the clitoris is.
Now, how about you? I mean, true. Jay. Do you like, I mean, obviously you like sexy women. Do you find that a smart woman is, you know, if she looks the same as a not so smart woman, is she sexier or less sexy?
Smart is always sexy.
Smart is always.
Oh, wow. Ooh,
Liz is glowing.
What is the oldest woman, Jay, porn or real life, that you've had sex with? Do you know?
I would say
obviously he doesn't 50-ish. Count.
50-ish.
50-ish. Okay. Oh.
You're
all
in
right.
that ballpark.
Yes, I mean, am.
Well, Liz is 70-ish.
69.
Yeah, which you know, whatever.
69.
Age is a number.
There's a first time for everything, as they say. You know.
69.
I'm a young 69.
Mm-hmm. You sure are.
Mm-hmm.
You look
great
good.
Energy. I know.
And that
Came
ass.
Out.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, because we have this writer Rafiq, who asked about, you know, coronavirus. I mean, I know you have a plan.
I have a plan.
You have a plan for everything, and I appreciate that. By the way, do you plan sex?
Yeah, I do like to plan it, but I'm oh. Oh, dear.
There you go.
There it is. Thank you, Sunshine. She plan for that.
Okay.
I do plan. Meet someone, I get to know someone. Yeah, I like
it's
it.
Mine.
I like a date. I like
if
dinner.
You don't mind,
like
yeah,
movie.
Yeah. I like your plans. It's very romantic to make plans. You know, it doesn't take away the spontaneity, because the best laid plans may not get you laid the way you plan.
It's true. And I've been very fortunate on the campaign trail to also let myself go be spontaneous.
Right. But it's always good to have a plan, just in case.
Yeah.
Fall back on.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you think?
Yeah. Especially right now.
Do you think that to help ease the panic of the coronavirus, so people don't, like, buy all the toilet paper before, you know, other people can get some? Share the toilet paper, people. Be bonobo.
Yeah. Share a square.
Share a square. Right. That's a good slogan.
It is right now. Very relevant. Yeah, don't be a hoarder. Don't take it to hoarder proportions. There's a difference between
but
stocking
up and hoarding.
But would
you make coronavirus porn just to make people, you know, feel more comfortable?
Oh, you mean like fucking in gas masks?
Yeah, we
yeah.
have a few
yeah.
pictures of that. Can we see
Let's
some
see
of this. The coronavirus? It's actually not coronavirus porn.
Ellie Misera, this is where you
hazmat.
Oh, yeah.
Porn.
Coronavirus is a big porn, a big deal.
You know, it's kind of kinky, I guess. With the gas masks, right?
I have a couple of
gas masks. Do you think you're going to do a coronavirus porn? Look,
that
look.
That kind of reminds me of something called Prop 60 that was trying to pass 4 years
oh,
ago.
Right.
It was close to that. If
Crop
the past?
Crop 60? What is that?
Prop 60.
Prop
60. We were
60.
We were supposed to use, you know,
yeah.
dental
oh,
dams
is he fucking
and
someone in a
goggles
body bag?
And things of that kind.
I remember. There was
a... That's the second stage.
There was
apocalypse porn. I like that.
That sort of made it seem like, yeah, hey, cabin fever, we can help. Call us. 213-291-9497. That's our therapy line, though. If you want to actually call the show, you can also do that. And the show call-in line is 626-461-5212.
If you have questions for Jay Smooth or Minimax
or Liz Warren
or Dr. Susan herself
or Sunshine.
But I will not answer the endorsement question.
I see.
I
that.
Need a little space, put a little time
We're
on that.
I'm going to have to spank an endorsement out of you.
That's
all there is to
it. I will endorse your spanking.
Mm. I will endorse you.
Bernie, feel the burn. You know, that is the purpose of the spanking, for you to feel. The burn, baby. You're giving me that Liz
a
look.
A few more days.
Yeah, a few more days. You know, I think that's what you do to some of these cubs, and maybe why they didn't vote for you. You know, you kept putting them off.
She burned them?
Yeah.
We got a cub right here, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, I think he needs to be part of the next Liz Warren sex tape.
I think I so. Do you want to audition him?
Audition
him. Oh, hell yes.
Okay.
He's really
I was just
cute.
Thinking about feel the burn. What does it really mean in the industry that I worked in? And that not necessarily means something good when you feel the burn when you shouldn't feel the burn.
Feel the burn afterwards, you know what right? I'm
saying.
That's
usually
fair.
you've already heard from talent testing at that point.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a good burn.
That's not a good burn.
I'm talking more about the spanking burn.
The spanking burn. Okay, yeah.
And
could be a
the
good
Bernie burn.
Burn.
And, you know, the socialism burn. Right. I know. It burns you a little, but it's good for everybody. Right. So, okay, so you want to audition him in some way? Just I think he has his limits, but maybe you can get him to audition.
Can I spank him?
Can you spank him?
Probably not. I know how some people,
I don't know.
Like, you know, image-wise, they don't really want to be get their butt whipped on TV.
I will be.
You're open-minded?
You're okay,
with
you're
being spanked by Elizabeth Warren. You know?
I love that, because I bet you didn't vote for me.
Well.
Am I right?
Oh, naughty.
Had a feeling naughty. When I came in. Not everyone.
I'm in a hot seat now.
You're going to have a real hot seat in a minute.
Really? I feel like I'm going to be feeling really hot after that audition.
You're going to feel the burn.
On that seat. Exactly.
I have a feeling this young lady here did not. I'm sorry. That's a young
lady.
Yeah, she might not have voted for me either.
Ooh.
Guilty
not
as charged.
Not voting
charge.
For her means you get a spanking.
Guilty as so. Charged, yeah.
I did.
Because she wants a spanking.
Well, that's kind of fair. Thank you. I respect that you admitted that.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, in California, Bernie won, so I don't care about y'all.
California, you do kind of know how it's going to go.
Yeah,
I will say that. I did not expect it. However,
well,
I will spank both
know,
of you.
We thought we had Hillary was going to win.
We sure did. We sure did.
We sure know one thing. We don't know nothing.
Weird.
We know we don't know. And
we
so
know we, don't know.
We gotta try to get this guy not just under gag order like he has to be on the Dr. Susan Block show whenever he's here, but we have to kick him out of.
Do you think he can get the coronavirus?
Do I think what?
He can get the coronavirus.
You know, I'm not going to wish that on anybody
no.
because then he exposes everybody, you know. Although I did hear that at that Republican gathering that somebody had it and possibly gave it to somebody who's going to give it to him.
Doesn't Bill Gates own the rights to it?
He owns the rights to the coronavirus?
Yeah,
oh, my God, you're too funny.
I swear. Somebody told me that.
Yeah,
Google. They said if you can Google it, he's got a patent on it.
He's financing a vaccine. And so.
So you're right.
You know.
I heard a dog bought it in Hong Kong.
Ooh.
Oh, poor dog.
Oh. Nothing about you, Bailey.
Has anybody...
Nothing about you. Okay, so we're going to have this cub spanking here.
Oh, I would love to spank.
Forward.
Okay,
I'm
well, will somebody
nearby.
Watch Bailey? Sunshine, can you watch Bailey?
Yeah.
A cub spanking.
Cub spanking.
Because he's
going
to...
So...
He's going to try to protect
initiation.
You.
I'll sit here. And you, Elizabeth Warren, we are very privileged to have you here. Come sit here.
Sorry about the dog hair, honey.
A little bit. No, no.
Sure you're a dog person, though, right? You look like a dog person.
I like dogs very much.
Okay,
yeah.
You might want to take that out of your pocket. It's up to you. Oh, you're going to spank him, too? A double one? Nice.
I'm going to, like, you know,
kind of side.
Be here for moral side. Support. Yeah.
All right, great.
Maybe I'll
you're
going
to be his comfort.
Spank. I have my Jux leather finger flogger.
Oh, that works.
Fit in with the St. Patty season.
Good, good.
You're
we'll double
Irish
dom
too,
him.
Aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, part.
Okay.
Mainly Cherokee,
right.
Though.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He
yeah, I'm
to,
really
yeah.
heavy. So
come
yeah.
on.
Yeah,
okay. Over so my knee. You've been very bad.
Really
this way.
I told
this
her
way,
the same thing
way
when she spanked
better.
Me.
Yeah. If you
this
could face Dr.
This
Susan.
Way. This way.
Oh, yeah.
There okay.
There you go.
I'm sure you've been spanked when growing up. And probably one of the reasons why you do porn.
Get down, darling. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Okay, I'll hold
you
back.
I can already tell who you voted for.
Ooh!
I bet you're glad you wore these jeans now.
Nice.
These are cute.
Whoa.
Very
nice.
Cowboy.
These jeans, I mean, he's got really great style. So, yeah, he's got a little hipster in him, so he probably did vote
Maybe
for
you
Bernie.
Want to use a book on this.
Oh, yeah, this is a great book. This is Susan's book. Ass.
And spank him with the bonobo.
I'm not spanking you with the Bible. Don't freak out.
Oh, that's good. Feels better.
Oh, I feel so privileged that Elizabeth Warren is using the bonobo way to spank her next hot cub.
I'll read this in 30 minutes.
Yeah. I know. And you'll quiz me on it.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. How's she doing?
What
Does she need to spank
harder?
I am speechless. No, I'm so honored to be spanked by Elizabeth Warren. I mean, I've never thought it's going to be my first interaction with Senator Warren like that. So.
Oh, I love how he calls you Elizabeth. What country are you
from? Yes, where are you from?
I am from Poland. Originally.
Oh.
From Poland, but looks Italian. What a melting pot we live in.
Poland
I love it.
Politics.
And he's got quite a pole from what I've seen.
Yes, Poland.
Lost track of Polish politics a long time ago.
A pole with a pole, let me tell you.
When did you move from Poland?
Well, that was 12 years ago.
Wow.
12 years ago, yeah. Wow, time flies.
Did
and
you?
I like how
I think
he's
he
wearing,
likes spanking.
I know.
Green
yeah, yeah. But we're going to pinch him anyway.
You mind if I give it a shot?
Actually, we should pinch you. You're not wearing green. You're
Any room for me?
Who needs to be pinched?
I want to pinch.
You need to be pinched.
Definitely get out. Oh, oh, that was.
You know, bit of a, you know, vendetta I kind of have
oh,
with men
really?
I've been dealing with. And
oh!
I just
oh!
you know, want to, oh. you know. I won't be too
angry.
That's about it.
You gotta
use the other one.
Gotta be fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
He likes it.
Oh, the other one.
Yeah.
Is he into it? Oh, the other cheek.
Sorry
other
about
one.
That.
I think he's saying the other cheek will get jealous.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I don't have a grip on it. I'm I don't want to hit Miss Warren.
I'll live. I'll
Senator Warren.
I've been through worse this week alone.
There we go. He felt that in the anus.
Oh,
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Wow, somebody's angry. Ooh.
Minimac is back.
Angry.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Minimac
is back.
On the Dr. Susan Block Show. And let's have a big hand. Oh, you can spank.
A big hand. On his ass.
Yay. Elizabeth Warren.
Jay Smooth is a good sport. This is a real man who will take a spanking and get over a woman's knee. A progressive man.
Taking
yes.
it.
All right.
Yes.
Vote for Bernie. Okay.
He already did.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, you did. Oh, you're such a good boy. Right.
Yeah.
I believe he was
such a good cub.
That's how they do.
But you.
They love their Uncle Bernie. But nobody wants to have him for Thanksgiving.
You're patient for your mom.
By the way, if you're watching on YouTube right now, I want you to subscribe to both of our channels, Dr. Susan Block, and subscribe to Sex Calls channel. They're like twins. So subscribe. But now I think we're going to move into the non-YouTube section of the show, you know, a non-Facebook section of the show, because we've just got about a half an hour left. And so, you know, Liz has been very, very gracious about, you know, answering our questions, taking a spanking and giving a spanking, bringing Bailey. We all know Bailey.
Bailey
should have been more in the public view, and maybe you would have won.
Yeah.
Show your nurturing side. Speaking of showing, we need to see a little more of Liz Warren. I think that's one of the reasons that maybe she didn't get the votes she deserved. And I really, you know, I love Bernie, but I would vote for Liz second. I really love Liz, and I'd be totally happy with a President Elizabeth Warren. I would be thrilled. Or Vice President, but really I'm thinking Senate Majority Leader Liz Warren. But I do feel that, you know, maybe there are people that need to see more of Liz to know just how great she is.
Wasn't that tape enough?
No, that was just a tape.
It was just a tease.
It was a tease. In fact, speaking of tease, perhaps a striptease would be nice to see you get out of that pantsuit that, you know, some people complain about. I think it's cute, but maybe Sunshine should hold on to the dog.
The dog.
We should have a Liz Warren striptease.
Everybody's striptease.
Can I go to the bathroom and pee first?
Bathroom time. Okay, very quickly. Okay, so that's knocking off my plan. See, what did I say? The best laid plans don't get you laid the way. And she's taking her beer to the bathroom. That's a real beer lover, I tell you. Yeah.
You said
okay,
smart
so
woman.
While she's in there, actually, I want to just say, rest in peace, Jack Hammer. Let's have the Jack Hammer picture taken by Jux Lee. That is, we've got a couple of pictures. And you could actually show
That's
this
so
on
sad.
Facebook. Well, maybe not that one too easily. But the next one, Jack Hammer was a great guy and a great porn star and a great porn director and a great guest on the Dr. Susan Block Show 3 times. And this is a picture of him with a group of us. And it was right after he had gotten his cancer surgery, which was very similar to what Max had. He had cancer of the bladder, and he had to get a new bladder, basically, and so did Max. And you guys talked about it. And I had that squeezy thing that I had to do with you, give you a suck your cock.
The bladder brothers.
Yeah, like the Bernie brothers. Well, right. Yeah. Biden doesn't call them the Bernie bros. He calls them the Bernie brothers. Sort of like a bunch of guys that make suits.
We're brothers. That's it.
Anyway, bladder brothers. They both had bladder surgery, successful surgery.
And now.
You know, I mean, Jack was certainly with us for many years after the surgery. Max is still with us. And Jack did so many wonderful things with kink.com and with many different companies and his own company. He was a really nice guy, even though he like usually played a badass. He used to be a Marine, so he knew all about Marine stuff. And you want to say goodbye to him, Jux? You want to say something?
No, it's awesome.
Yeah, just awesome. Okay. Okay, did somebody have a mic? Can we use your mic?
No, I was just going to say, he's one of the best people I've ever known. He's a great guy, and really you could count on him for anything. And it's odd. My introduction to Kink was when I was invited up there by him and Holly Stevens.
Oh, wow. So. Yeah. Well, you know him better than me, but what I knew of him, he was just such a nice guy. He's in Jiz Lee's book about porn and kink, and I think he's done some other writing, and he'll always be in our hearts. But rest in peace. Yeah, Jack Hammer. We miss you, and you were taken from us way too quickly, 53 years old, I think.
53,
so,
right?
Yeah. And he was going to come back in May. He was going to come on the show. He was going to come on the show. He was going to, but, you know, so it must have happened very suddenly because Sunshine was talking to him.
Oh, yeah. He, like, started back school and everything. He was so excited about going back to school. And
yeah.
He just adopted a new cat. Like.
And here's Liz.
Oh, she's back.
Oh, my goodness. And she's lost her suit.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought he'd do
really
a striptease.
Excited.
But
really
I
excited.
Guess you had to do it in the bathroom.
You okay, Bailey? You okay, Bailey? You okay, little guy? You okay?
Well, why don't you get out in front here and
time for another spanking.
All your mommy does is get spanky.
Yeah, well let's get that microphone. And here's a mic. Is this working? Okay. Here's the mic for the dog. And
what do you have to say about your mommy, baby?
Okay, here's a microphone. You want to hold the mic for her?
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, get right over there.
Okay, Bailey doesn't have much patience, just so you know.
Can I, now that we're not on Facebook cameras, can we go topless?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Nice boobs for a senator. Wow. Look at those nice senatorial boobs. What do I wear? I need a mic. Here. Let's have the mic.
Check 1, 2. Sounds good.
Yeah. What was the question?
What do you like better, my boobs or my wig?
Your boobs or your wig?
These are real.
Yeah, this, right. No. I like the wig. I do. But if I have to choose, I'm going to say those are fabulous boobs. I mean, the wig is good, but the boobs are fabulous, especially for a woman of 69.
Yeah.
No, but even for any age, really, they're fabulous boobs. I mean, look at them.
They're good for 51, too.
There's no work done either.
No.
Yeah,
no,
good
no,
for 51, all natural, you know, for any
just
age.
All natural.
Yeah. All right. Well, then, I think you should get in a good position where we can see those boobs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll hold this.
So kind of cheat,
some wax,
cheat
I know
towards the front. Yeah. And I'll give you a few with my Irish whip. Ooh! Oh, I love the way her heels kick. Kicking up her heels. Oh, yeah. Liz Warren. And a whack with the bonobo way. Oh. That's for dissing the Bernie Bros. That's for not being able to take what you dish out. Now, I will say this, and I'll just give you the light spanks. I really loved how you verbally spanked Mike Bloomberg.
Yes.
I got to say, that was brilliant. That was courageous. That was...
Skewered. They said the press that I skewered him.
Yeah, you did. You certainly did skewer him and spank him and whip him. And you spanked him right out of the election.
I crucified
him. Of course, he's supporting Joe, but, you know, whatever. He's going to support the Democratic candidate, so we're happy about that. That's what he should do. Mm-hmm. Put his money there. And
his money where his mouth is. He can be in the next sex tape. He's not bad.
Yeah? You would give him a good...
He can produce it.
Suck and fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe for him...
He can,
you know, contributing...
Hire everyone who's here tonight.
Contributing to your campaign for... Senate Majority Leader. You know, you're going to have to do a little campaigning for that. Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing that right now.
Yeah, you are. Elect this woman. Come on, you other senators. You got to have that spirit. You got to see.
American spirit.
That she's going to take it for America. That's right. She's gonna take it in the ass, up the ass, jizz in Liz. She's so patriotic.
Mm. Always willing to take a cream pie from anyone with a vasectomy.
Can I pull this down?
Sure.
Yeah?
You can do it. It's your show.
It's my show.
You're a female producer. I respect.
Whoa. Then I think this is going to... Look at ass. I mean, 70 or 51 or 22. This is an amazing ass. Right? Yeah. Mm. Woo. Nice. I'm wondering if I could have my senatorial page, Jay, give you one spank on your ass.
Oh,
here.
That sounds great.
Yeah, you
want to
give her one spank?
Were you a Marine in Poland?
Yeah.
Not really, but...
He's played one in porn.
But he's an actor, so he can play the part.
Oh, jeez, you take it well.
Two nice
marks. I
want
him to do it with his hand, not the book, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, would you do it with your hand?
Bareback me, honey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, feel
for
that
symmetry.
Hand. Can you do it with your shirt
spanked
off?
Spanked by a Bernie.
My shirt
bro.
Off?
Yeah, shirt off.
Yes.
Shirt off. Shirt off spanking.
Shirtless spanking. It's a thing. Everything's a thing.
Yeah, I mean,
girl,
we
sexy guy.
We know
only
we have to go
politics.
To your site
only
to
for
control.
Politics.
What do you know do for politics, right?
Nice.
Oh, say, can you see?
Ooh, and we see some definitely nice handprints. Nice, pretty handprints. Right on.
How do you feel about
that
spanking, baby?
Patriotic butt. Yeah.
You like that?
Look at those hands.
Native American ass.
Well, that part of you is Native American.
Free college for me.
Yeah.
Wealth tax. Yeah, that's what I like about you, Liz. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Wealth tax.
Yeah.
Tax those billionaires.
I have a plan for that.
You have a plan, and we stand that plan. Yes, we do.
Want to give me a little, with that crop?
Yeah, you want to give a
Some
little
people
crop?
Say I look a little horsey, yeah. So go ahead. I'm sure Donald Trump would call me a horse face.
Yeah, let's see the. Oh, wow.
Oh, those are beautiful.
Those are nice
look
boots.
At those.
So vote for me.
She grew them herself during puberty.
Organically grown.
Majority. They're beautiful. Yeah, they're very organic.
Yeah, nice Gigi.
Shake for the camera.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Booby hug.
Tits out.
Oh,
kawaii.
Oh, you're going to get votes. Somebody's going to get votes this
week. Somebody's going to get votes.
Somebody's going to get a lot of votes. Yeah. I don't know what you're going to do with them.
Bailey's going to get a lot of votes.
You should endorse somebody with all these votes. Yeah. Good gals. Wow.
All right.
So the boobies are cool. But is anybody spanking anybody?
She's going to give me a few whacks.
Okay. A few whacks.
Sure.
Yeah.
Where'd it happen?
Where's your, the
Here's
crop?
Your crop.
Oh, you've even got it. You're well, such a good.
Her butt is such
I'm
a nice
obviously
helper.
A masochist. Look what I just went through.
Ah ha ha
ha. Whoa. Wow. Angry one.
She's got it hard. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I can take it.
I can take it.
I'm
now,
tough.
Do you want to tell her anything?
Take it for America.
Well, I like that wig. That's a gorgeous wig.
This wig has been through 4 porn scenes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
4 loads to the face. I can't believe it's hanging in there.
So any jizz in Liz's hair?
There was a little.
Was that Mike Pence as well or somebody else?
Also my campaign manager, Monica Lewinsky.
Oh.
And then a male escort.
Wow.
Played by Rome Major.
Rome Major, he was hot.
Oh, Rome Major. We love Rome Major. He's been on the show a few times.
Oh, I bet he has.
Yeah.
And he's fun.
He is. He's got quite a pull.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did better on those polls.
Well, you know, right. You sure did. So, you know how to treat your staff, Liz, you know.
Yeah.
You know how to give them benefits. Ooh. Look at that butt. It's
yeah,
like
she's
you've
got a great
like
ass.
Somebody wrote Chinese on
this.
Your butt.
Mm. What does it say about the coronavirus?
This is a great
Read
says,
my
this
ass.
This is the cure. Read her ass.
This is straight from Wuhan.
No. This ass is the cure.
I'm too broke to travel internationally.
I actually was just going to say that, Microsoft should fund your ass, Bill Gates.
Because
I think this
it.
Is the cure.
He's probably got a share in it, I'm sure.
You He's haven't gotten that. Any spanking tonight.
Neither of you.
You. Oh, you? I felt your. I felt your. I want to give you back what you did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you
great.
Know,
I'm very generous as well.
Cover her boobs.
I want to have a whack at
I didn't say to cover your boobs. I just said you can
spank. You know, I think, I don't know.
That's a good
right
point.
On time. That is right
That's a good
on
point.
Time. Oh, look at that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, why don't
I just
you
saved
show
Senator
that
Warren.
To the camera.
Yeah, Senator Warren, I second that motion.
Senator Warren's
I mean,
got a better ass than
if
I do.
No.
It must be true. If a politician said so.
I guess we could give it a shot.
Ooh. Nice. Let's hear it for Elizabeth Warren. I think we've seen enough of you that we will certainly vote for you for whatever you run for.
And
as long as you don't run against Bernie. Yeah.
2024, baby.
Elizabeth Warren.
I'll be back.
Yeah. I like the sexy run in your stockings.
Oh,
Shows you're a woman of the people.
Yeah, I am.
And you shop at, Target. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Walmart. No, not Walmart. Not Walmart. Fuck that.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so is someone else getting a spanking?
Yes.
Yes.
You want to get over Liz's knee. Over Aunt Liz's knee.
Oh. No, Jay Smooth's going to spank her, right? Jay Smooth.
Well, I think that the fact that Liz wants to spank her is something we should go with. Oh. Remember? Jay, you can help.
Bailey's going to leap at any time. But.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Be right back.
Oh. Okay, so talk about your plans.
All right, so my plans are my sex tape. I really hope people see a more accessible side of me, and I want to get those young hipsters to actually vote for me, not just hook up with me.
And it's called Scorin' with Warren.
Scorin' with Warren. It's on my website, Jamie Foster Strips. It's also on my OnlyFans.
You have your,
got
alias.
This double, my AKA, Jamie Foster. So it's four scenes. You know, it's a DVD. It's also going to be through Pulse Distribution. And it's on all my clip stores. You know, we all have to have so many different ways to get our content
out
there.
Oh, and speaking of clips, I think we have a Clips for Sale account again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
We just resurrected our Clips for Sale account.
Oh, very
under
cool.
Under Dr. Susan Block, right? Yeah, right? Yeah, it's on? Yes. It's on!
Check
of course, you can
out.
Always watch more clips on cliporama.com, but we're also on Clips for Sale. And also, I got to get another plug in, which is I am going to be DomCon 2020 Mistress of Ceremonies.
Nice. Woo-hoo. Where is that this year?
That is going to be, unless the coronavirus forces us not to assemble, it's going to be at the Hilton. LAX, okay?
Nice.
So I'm hoping, you know, we quarantine, contain things before May 6th through 10th, which is when DomCon is.
Is it okay for Bailey to explore? He's getting so
antsy.
Oh,
Bailey, yeah.
Oh, he's getting so antsy.
Well, we don't want
to. Like, I was trying to hold him, and he's just fighting me.
Oh, you hold him?
He probably just wants to be with his mommy. Yeah,
you
Bailey.
You look like you want a burrito.
He's been through a lot. I mean, he's shape-shifted from a golden retriever to a beagle terrier mix.
He has he's a man of the dogs, like you're a woman of the people.
Yes, exactly.
You know, he knows he has to take on different forms for different groups.
He's actually a rescue from Boyle Heights.
Don't we spank the dog.
We
spank people.
He likes you
not children, not dogs. Just consenting adults.
Good boy.
Yeah.
Really, he has the same name as Obama's dog. He's Bo. He's got the same name as Barack Obama's dog.
Oh, so he has two names.
He's got an AKA as well. Yeah, yeah.
You're a cutie. Yes, you are.
I can't believe he's 11. He's so innocent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's just like his mom.
Talk on your microphone.
Just like his mom. He comes out swinging. He will
yeah.
never give up the fight. He will always fight for people food.
Yes. We are
Bailey,
swinging through life,
that,
swinging into love.
I'm going to spank her ass.
Mm. Oh, you're looking forward to that.
She's
you have a school teacher-y part of you, of course.
Well,
you were
I taught.
Teacher.
I mean, I taught a lot of subjects.
Yeah,
like,
did you spank your students?
No, I wasn't allowed to.
Oh.
I mean, on the reservation,
but now
things
you
were
are.
Different.
Oh, look at Minna coming out like a sexy schoolgirl with the socks.
Bailey, yummy, yummy.
Lady.
Oh, these remind me of the 80s. I like
Minna
this neon.
Is
so
hot.
80s.
I mean, not that she wasn't hot in the green outfit, but now this is super hot.
Give it a shot.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Auntie Liz. Yeah, I'll hold Bailey. Or you want to hold Bailey? Okay. I'll pull your hair. Oh, he has to get in there.
But yeah, I have to be the gentleman, right?
Wow. Mm. What is that?
Yeah, she didn't vote. Didn't vote. Well, at least I appreciate you not voting for me.
Oh, please.
California.
You
California.
Are going to have to get another spanking.
I'd like to give you one, Dr.
Oh, I think we're running out of time.
She's got an amazing ass. Is it okay to say that?
Yeah. We're very politically incorrect here.
Yeah, we appreciate people inside and out, body, mind, and soul.
Who could you play? You'd be great.
Who would you like to play? Any politician you identify with?
Condoleezza Rice.
Oh. Condoleezza Rice. I mean, she's a smart one too, and you know, but she worked for George Bush.
Yeah.
Condoleezza.
Yeah, the young Condoleezza.
How she? How she got Bush? Yeah, that works. Working her way up.
She's actually a very good pianist.
Yeah.
Condoleezza Rice. Oh, whoa.
Definitely.
Ooh.
Politics that we can think of. What the fuck is going on? We have to change that.
Well,
we had to go back to the Bush administration.
Nobody recent.
Mm. Sure as hell is not. Omarosa.
You don't want to be Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Nah.
Good.
Not very popular.
We got a bit of a problem with Kamala because she voted against, you know,
foster sex. She's very anti-sex worker.
Actually, so did Liz, and so did Bernie. Mm. But Liz and Bernie have made up for it by sponsoring a program, a plan, actually, to study the effects of SESTA-FOSTA on real sex workers, which is going to show that it's been a fucking mess. And bad for sex workers, and not very good for stopping trafficking, because it doesn't help with that. All it does is mean that sex workers are less safe, and that's it. And so maybe, you know, Kamala will learn something.
I hope she will. She did do very well, and she certainly is great looking.
And she is great. She's very sexy. And she did say that she would consider decriminalization of sex work.
Well, if she said that, then I guess I'm with her.
Well, if she's, you know, she might be somebody's vice president, so we might have to get rid of her. We might have to school her. Yeah. Woo! Well, you're certainly getting schooled.
Definitely.
By the law professor.
She likes spanking. Ow. She likes spanking.
I don't know if I like spanking. Senator
all right, then let's
exactly.
Have a hand
who is it that likes this
for Minimac being spanked and taking it from Senator Elizabeth Warren.
You really took it? I'm sorry.
Bailey, what the hell? What did my mom bring me to tonight? Can I get a burrito? Come on, honey. Oh, it's cute.
So, you're gonna.
He's gonna sleep. Well.
Oh, you're gonna eat the burrito.
Oh, let's see if he steals
or
it.
You want to see if Bailey will steal the burrito?
Oh, that would be great.
That would.
Let's recreate that. It's getting more hits than
Bailey.
Know, me at the moment. You'd have to open it and spread it out a little bit. Yeah, you have to open it up and spread it out and make it a little more appealing. Yeah.
We'll see later on.
Mm-hmm. Here.
Maybe later on he'll eat it. Go for it.
You know, this is so tempting to just rip.
Go for
Elizabeth
it. That's a thing too.
Stocking.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very sexy. This is
we can sell
a fetish.
Them. Yeah. Mm. Go for it. Shred those.
Shred these stockings. And then you could apply the coconut oil.
Coconut
that would be great.
Now.
Yes. I definitely. The campaign trail has made my skin
so dry.
A little dry.
Yeah, dry.
He is
and
he's the guy giving,
like
the, giving the leg rubs. The moisture. Apply the moisturizer. He's our moisturizer.
I think we have to remove.
Good. Boy, Bailey.
Shoes.
Oh, no, sorry.
No.
My feet don't look that hot.
Oh, okay.
This one looks okay.
So we're just gonna do
after all that poofing on the campaign trail, I scared you. Sorry.
You did.
Right.
Coronavirus of the foot.
Yeah, maybe that's where it started.
Okay. So we've got some.
Oh, look at this.
Leg.
Good work.
Nice leg.
Yeah, good shredding.
Right here.
You tore it up.
And here's some creamy.
tore that
this
shit up.
This is jizz on Liz time. Are you that creamy when you come, Jay?
Super thick.
That's a big
super
load.
Thick. Yeah.
Super thick white load.
White privilege load.
Oh, right. That's the kind of pole you do well with.
That's right.
Exactly.
An actual pole.
Bailey likes that.
No, Bailey's into it. He's so into
Bailey's
it.
Bailey's getting rubbed too.
Oh, no, he's licking his wiener. He really is into it.
Oh, the lips are going to come out.
Can I
nice
ask
smooth.
Thank
if
you,
you'd
Jay.
Like to have some jizz on your boobs?
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Would you just squirt a little on
sure.
your boobs?
If you've got any
we
left.
We cannot forget the boobs. I mean,
yeah.
Very
jizz
inappropriate.
Right there, yeah.
There you go. And came out so yeah. much.
You know, women who won't let men come on their bodies are really missing out.
May I?
On not having children?
Yes,
you certainly may. Thank you for asking.
Of course.
He's all about consent.
Well, I think a lot of women like for a man to come on their boobs. It's on the face. That
I
maybe.
Like men to come on my boobs. Yeah.
Oh, I bet you do, and I bet a lot have, and I bet a lot will.
That's what you think.
Mm. Ooh, that
oh,
smells
that
good, too.
Great. Mm-hmm. My nipples are always hard, but they're extra hard now.
Yeah.
Mm. You know.
Well, we said we were auditioning you, but you're kind of auditioning the senator.
For his next, do you granny porn, young man? This is a question you don't get asked every day. Have you ever been a star? And
would you like to do a
granny perv nana?
I have not.
But are you open to it?
Well, yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
it depends how it was packaged.
That's what this is foreplay for. Right.
Elizabeth
audition.
Warren's a pretty hot granny. Right?
Elizabeth Warren needs cast members for Scoring with Warren, too.
Right, right. Because she ain't going nowhere. She's going to stay.
She's staying in politics. I hope she does. I want to make another porn.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
There's nobody who looks more like her than me in porn.
Exactly.
Right.
Maybe in real life, but they're not in porn.
True.
And there's the lady on Saturday Night Live does her very well, but she's not fucking.
No.
No.
No. In fact, she's, I think, doing her tonight. That
really?
Yeah.
But not fucking.
No. Then that's
so
what
not
we really
the fun
need.
Stuff.
That's what the people need to see. They need to get deep into Elizabeth
the
Warren.
The way Mike Pence did.
So that she can become our Senate Majority Leader, at least.
2024.
If
Liz is back for more.
Just our fucking queen. Let's hear it for Elizabeth Warren. Queen Thank Liz.
Thank you. So glad I came here
Isn't
tonight.
There queen Liz?
Way to reach the people.
Yeah, there is. So you've already told where we can get your stuff, but tell it again.
JamieFosterStrips.com, and then there's this comedian called Sally Mullins.
Sally Mullins, she's really great.
Yes.
And she's friends with both of us. She's been on this show a few times.
She's cool.
She looks a lot like
she
you, too.
She does, but her hair's longer because she's more desperate for male
but
attention.
She's got nice boobs like you.
She's got the same tits. They look better because the hair's like all the way down.
Yeah.
But she's got a comedy special coming out called Sleazy Does It.
And which one of them was in Hustler?
Sally Mullins.
Sally Mullins.
Comedian
in
Hustler.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Hardcore stand-up.
You know Hustler
yes,
rap comedians,
thank you.
But okay.
Yep, cool. Once in a while.
Yeah.
It's fun.
All right. And so, Jay, where do we find you?
You can find me on Twitter. It's at jsmooth3xx.
XXX.
@jsmoothxx. We got to show one shot of Jay. Can you go to Twitter and show the first shot, not that shot? That's a nice
You're
shot.
You're talking about the video, right?
Yeah.
Where he's just like moving his mirror around in a circle?
I can't find it.
Me and Dr. Susie were kind of mesmerized.
I should have
by
sent
that.
It to you, but it's quite mesmerizing.
It's the very first video on Twitter of
Jay
Smooth, and he's just
twitter.com/
wiener
/jsmooth3xx. You got to go on the internet. But while we're looking, where do we find Miss Minna Mac? Let's get a microphone. Get a mic.
Yeah.
You can find me on Instagram at CrowDogo, or you can find me on Twitter, which I just created for Dr. Susie.
New Twitter, just for us. And we don't remember what it is, do we?
It's Minna with a whole bunch of numbers. Can we get it to flash real quick? Go ahead and follow me on Twitter because I don't have any users. So help me out.
Can we get on Twitter, Abe? Or yeah. We're going to get on Twitter real quick.
There we are.
Oh, there we
on
are.
On Twitter, and she is at Minna378071 39.
Don't show this on Facebook, folks.
Wow. Yeah, that's what we were looking at. I was like,
what? Hold on.
No, that's talent.
A penis dance?
He's talent. He's adult talent. That's talent.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could do that with my
wiener. I think that Bailey here is bisexual.
Okay.
And also human interested. Yeah. Whoa, that's quite a poll.
I think he's just excited. Oh, he's looking here.
Okay, everybody, come sit near me. Because we're going to say goodbye. Yeah. Okay, so we want you to be good and vote for Bernie. You can always vote for the other guy. Listen, we got to defeat Trump. There's no question about that. But, you know, right now we've got a primary. So feel the burn, baby. Feel it. I'll spank you if you want, and then you'll feel that burn. And go bonobos. Follow the bonobo way. You know, Bernie is the most bonobo of the presidential candidates, especially now that Liz has dropped out. Liz was close because she's so sexy. And she loves animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Well, look at this. Oh, whoops. What was that?
I love bonobos too.
Yes, bonobos and bonobo sapiens, humans that love bonobos. So, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you.
To talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.
With someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen,
talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.